Welcome to another episode of the Daily Liturgy Podcast. This podcast is produced by Coram Deo Church in Omaha, Nebraska, for the benefit of Christians everywhere. If you like it, please share it with others. You can find credits and source information in the episode notes. As we begin today's meditation, let's quiet our hearts and minds before the Lord. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. A prayer of confession. Almighty God, you have commanded me to love my neighbor as myself. But today, as I contemplate my lack of love, I am humbled to the dust. Too often, I avoid others when they bother me. I ignore others when they don't interest me. I use others when they benefit me. I reject others when they sin against me. My love is shallow and self-serving. Forgive me, O God. Thank you that in Christ you have loved me with a love incomprehensible. May your love fill me and transform me for the glory of your name. Amen. The word of the Lord from the Old Testament. Amos 5, 18 through 24. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into his house and leaned his hand against the wall and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melody of your harps, I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And now we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The word of the Lord from the New Testament, Hebrews 4, 12 through 16. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. prayer of adoration. Almighty God, I worship you today for your word, before which I am completely exposed. Nothing is hidden from you, for you know even my secret thoughts and intentions. And despite your intimate knowledge of me, you invite me to draw near, because Jesus, the Son of God, is my high priest. Thank you for the mercy and grace that is mine in him. The word of the Lord from Psalms 130 and 131. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. O Lord, my heart is not lifted up, my eyes are not raised too high. I do not occupy myself with things too great and too marvelous for me, but I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. O God, these psalms picture a quiet soul, a trusting soul, a waiting soul. How I want that. Yet I confess that my soul is often hurried and harried and busy and scattered. Today, I want to ask for your grace to change that. I hear the language of will and decision in the psalm. I have calmed and quieted my soul. This takes intention. It takes purpose. It won't just happen. So even now, in these quiet moments of reflection, I choose to quiet my soul. I choose to wait for the Lord. I choose to slow down, to notice my lungs breathing in and out, my ears hearing and taking in these words, my body filling the space I now occupy. Right now, I choose to let go of things too lofty for me. All the events that are beyond my power and agency. And instead, like a child with its mother, I rest my soul in the presence of the Lord. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and always until the day of Christ's return. We wish you a wonderful Lord's Day tomorrow, and we'll see you on Monday for another week of the Daily Liturgy Podcast.